Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath, and this is the Midday News. The writer, philosopher, and newspaper contributor Jean d'Ormesson has died of a heart attack at his home in Neuilly-sur-Seine at the age of 92. Known as one of the so-called immortals at the Académie Française, he was also known for his self-deprecating wit and was given the name of the Prince of Letters by President Macron. He had 40 books published throughout his career, many of which were entirely or partly autobiographic novels. An alarming report published today into reading and comprehension levels amongst French schoolchildren has disclosed that numbers for both are on the decrease. Around 320,000 children in the 9 to 10 year age bracket were questioned for the study. It appears that France is the only country apart from the Netherlands where standards have dropped since the survey began in 2001. In a move seen as a gesture of conciliation, the Spanish Supreme Court has lifted the European arrest warrant issued against Carles Puigdemont. Puigdemont is currently residing in Belgium in fear of being arrested for his part in the Declaration of Independence in Catalonia. He has suggested an imminent return to Spain as he prepares for the start of official campaigning for the regional elections due to take place on the 21st of December. The British government has confidently announced that there will be an agreement with the EU by the end of the week on terms relating to Brexit, a confidence which may be misplaced after the failure yesterday of talks over the question of the future of the Irish border. The 28 countries forming the European Union have agreed to publish a blacklist of worldwide tax havens after the revelations of the Panama and then the Paradise Papers. The list already mentions 25 states which are known to be non-cooperative, although no EU country features in this lineup. However, several NGOs have pointed the finger at Luxembourg, Ireland and Malta. In French news, the cost of car and home insurance is set to rise in 2018. Forecasts by insurance and consultancy firms show a rise of 2-3% for vehicles and 1-2% for home insurance. And finally, in the football, where PSG need to shake themselves into action after being beaten at the weekend by Strasbourg. They face a big challenge against Bayern Munich tonight in the Champions League to decide who will head the group stage of the competition. Kick-off in Germany is at 8:45. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.